friends, this year should be a special schus for Avi Mori and Amy Morasi Shayichyu. Schus Moshe Yehuda Ben Peshadinov, Heinis Shlita, Racha Vatzlacha B'chol Maaseh Yadav. Schus Chanan Meir Ben Chaya Rachel, Igliki Shlita, Racha Vatzlacha B'chol Maaseh Yadav. Schus Shmuel Ben Yamin, Mitishna Racha Leia Stein Shlita. Racha Vatzlacha B'chol Maaseh Yadav. Schus Rabbi Eitan Feldman Shlita, Racha Vatzlacha B'chol Maaseh Yadav. Uvachol Anilvim Eilav. Schus Yosef Ezra Ben Esther Jaspin Shlita, Racha Vatzlacha B'chol Maaseh Yadav. Uvachol Anilvim Eilav. And Lerefuas Harav Avram Yosef Ben Chana. Schus Refuas Sarah Leah Bas Rivka, Moshe Ben Malka, Tzvi Ben Yittel, Rav Moshe Ben Reza, Rav Yitzchak Ben Baracha. They should all have a refuah shleima. Binyamin Simcha Ben Adina Minya should have a refuah shleima. B'soch Sha'ar Chole Yisrael. We're going to be discussing Amir Tashem, the mitzvah gedola me'od of tzedakah that is so unbelievably necessary and important and significant and potent in our poor generation, poor in the spiritual sense in the many ways, rich in other ways, Baruch Hashem. And we have a niyam amongst us, especially now, after the last year when so many people's livelihoods have been shattered. This is the best time to talk about Inyan Tzedakah. This is based on the amazing Sefer Ale Yaakov and Parshas Mishpatim. It says, Im Kesef Tal V'Esami Esani Imcha. Rashi writes, Esami, Ami V'Ovid Kochavim, Ami Kodem. Ani V'Ashir, Ani Kodem. Ani Erecha V'Erecha Eres, Ani Erecha Kodman. Rashi writes that you should lend money to my nation. So if you have my nation, a Jew, and a Goy, who do you give to? You have a Jew and a non-Jew, or ask you need a loan. You only have enough to give to one, you give to the Jew. If you have a poor person and a wealthy person, you give the poor person first, if you have who need a loan. If you have the poor people of your city and the poor people of a different city, then the poor people of your city come close. And that's what Rashi says. Zem Hashemoyim Kesef Talvesami Talveu V'Lolegoy Uleze Me'ami Esani Uleze Ani Lo'osu She'imcha. So you should lend my nation and not to a Gentile. And who among my nation? Esani, the poor. And which poor? The Imcha, the one who's with you. In other words, the one who's in your city. So we see the Din Kedima that was said in Mitzvah Halvah Sa'ani, that when it comes to lending money, a Jewish poor person precedes a non-Jewish poor person. First we take care of our own nation, and then we worry about the rest of the world. It doesn't say not to give the guy at all. It says if you only have for one of them, the Jew is going to come first, and then if you have more, then the guy comes second. If you have an ani and an asher and they both need a loan, so then you give the ani first. If you have the aniyim of your city and the aniyim of another city, the aniyim of your city come first. Makor Rashi, Gemara Bava Metzia, page 71. Tani Rav Yosef and Kesef Tal V'Esami Sanimcha, Ami V'Nachri Ami Kodem, Ani V'Asher Ani Kodem, Ani V'Nircha Ani Echa Kodmin, Ani Eircha V'Ani Eircheres, Ani Eircha Kodmin. It says in Bava Metzia 71, Rav Yosef teaches, if you lend money to my nation, the poor person with you, my nation and the Gentile, my nation comes first, a wealthy person, a poor person comes first, you're poor and the poor of your city and the poor of a different city, poor of your city comes first, you're poor, aniyecha, you're poor, aniye ircha, and the poor of your city, your poor come first, aniye ircha, you're poor, aniye ircheres, and the poor of a different city, the poor of your city come first. So it's interesting that if you read the Gemara carefully, you will see that the Gemara has a Tosefes more than Rashi said. The Gemara says, Aniyecha v'aniya yircha, Aniyecha kodman. If it is your poor and the poor of your city, your poor come first. That's in the Gemara. Rashi on the Gemara, that was beforehand, we read Rashi on the Pasuk. Rashi on the Gemara says, Aniyecha v'aniya yercha, aniyim shem krovim, umi mishpachticha. If there are aniyim who are your relatives and from your family, the din is, Aniyecha kodmin. Your poor come first. Ichsiv, imcha krovim lecha. Those that are with you, those that are closest to you. Ani yircha, kodmin laniya yiracheres. Dehanu, dehanuch, havu mchatfei. The aniyim of your city precede the aniyim of a different city because they're more with you because they're in your city. And so it's Rabbeinu B'chaye, Al Torah, ani yircha b'ni mishpachtecha, ani mishpachtecha kodmin, shenemar imcha, ani yircha b'ni yiracheres, ani yircha kodmin, shenemar imcha osim shemcha. So he also says the two dinim here. There's the poor of your family versus the poor of your city. The poor of your family come first. Poor of your city versus the poor of a different city. The poor of your family and the poor of your city. The poor of your family come first. The poor of your city in a different city. The poor of your city comes first. So we have to understand why Rashi in Chumash doesn't bring this din of Aniyecha, your poor, i.e. the poor of your family, as he Rashi understands in the Gemara, and the poor of your city, the poor of your family come first. Why did Rashi in Chumash omit that din? So it would appear, Bipshitus, that Be'emes, Rashi is also moded to this din of Aniyecha, V'aniya yircha, Aniyecha kodmin, the your poor, and the poor of your city, your poor is first, like we see in the Gemara. Just Rashi is trying to explain Pshat in the Pasuk. So Rashi, as we saw, went through the Pasuk, Esami, that a Jew comes before a Gentile, Ha'ani, Ani comes before an Ashir, Imcha, Ani Yercha come before another Aniim of a different city. So Rashi understood that Ani, Imcha refers to the clash between the poor of your city and a different city. Your city comes first, and then of course we can learn from there as well that B'kol Shekein, Kol Shekein, that Aniim, it includes both really, that Aniim that are your relatives precede Aniim that are not your relatives. Rashi writes in the Gemara that they are more with you. So you can already learn on your own from the Imcha that if it's Aniya Yircha, Aniya Yiracheres, so Imcha, the poor of your city are more with you. And obviously that would also include that if it's your family and not your family, then your family members are going to come first, because they're more Imcha than anybody else. Just an important note for the Didaktikim of the Balei Kriya. The Pasuk says, Es ha'ni imach. Not imcha, but imach. So, but the point is, same difference, I mean, for our purposes, that they're both with you, the anim of your city. So Rashi only brought one of the two drashas, but Mikol Shekein we can learn the other drasha, and of course Rashi wouldn't be arguing with the Gemara. So we have two makaros that Karov is Kodem. One is by Misfit Staka, and by Mitzvah Halva in Parashas Mishpatim, Kabe Halva Sa'ani, Im Kesef Talve Sa'ami, Sa'ani Mach. So we learn that your relatives come first. And then we also have in Parshas Re'eh, Ki yiye b'cha evyon me'echad achecha b'echad sha'arecha. Right, it says, me'echad achecha achicha me'avicha kodem le'achicha me'imecha sha'arecha, ani'a ircha kodem le'achicha. So one of your brothers is poor, you have to help him out. So Rashi says, your brother from your father precedes your brother from your mother. His makor is in a sifri. And if we learn this, that your brother from your father comes first, then we can learn in general that there's kadima for a relative. If your relative from your father precedes the relative of your mother, he's somehow considered a closer relative. So, in general, you can learn that there's an inyan of giving relatives for other people. And Rashi also learns there that sharecha, that aniyecha, aniyircha are before in your gates. The aniyim of your city are before other aniyim. So that's another makor. In Siman Tzadi Zayin, Sefer Meir Sinai and Choshen Mishpat, so he brings both psukim from Parshas Mishpatim and Parshas Re'eh. And then he says that your brother from your father precedes your brother from your mother. Uminan, from this we can learn the krov of kodmin la'acherin, that your relatives precede other people. So that's our makor in Parshas Re'eh. So we have mishpatim, that relatives come first, and we have Re'eh, that relatives come first. So that obviously invites the question. You know, this is like a dream for a brisker, you know, whenever you have two sources. So obviously two different things are going on over here. What do you need two sources for? So it could be that there are two dinim. One is kadima v'dechsiv imach, just like the aniyim of your city precede the aniyim of a different city, because it says imach. So to your krovim are also first, and that's the alfus in the Gemara above Mitzia, imach. And that's why the aniyim of your city precede the aniyim of a different city, imach, they're more with you. So according to that, even aniyim who live with you in your home and aren't your krovim precede the aniyim of your city. And so, right, if someone's living in your house and they're not related to you, but they're living in your house, they're first. So is mashm the tour. Even if he's not your son, not your father, he's your relative, you have to be makdim l'chol adam. And the aniyim. So any relative you have to be makdim, you have to make prefer precede anybody else. And the aniyim of your house precede the aniyim of your city. So it's mashma that aniyei beso lav davka krovim. So that's lav davka krovim. That's not necessarily relatives. And that's the Gemara in Bava Metzia. The Gemara in Bava Metzia says, aniyecha. Aniyecha precede other aniyim. What does it mean, aniyecha? Aniyecha means those who are your poor, meaning they could be your relatives, or they could even be people who live in your home. Even if they're not related to you. And then we have another din. And that's learn, me'achad achecha, that your brother from your father precedes the brother of your mother. That's midin v'b'sorach al tesalim. Pasuk in Isaiah, that tells you that you can't hide your eyes from your relative. You have to take care of your relatives. So the Gemara in Bava Metzia didn't mention a lashon of krov, but it says a lashon of aniyecha. So we have then that Gemara is talking not only in Bava Metzia, not necessarily about relatives. Talking about relatives, Rashi is talking about relatives, but that din includes even people who live in your house, because aniyecha, they're your aniyim. Anybody is your aniyim. So your aniyim means relatives, and your aniyim means people who live in your house, even if they're not related to you. So that's the Gemara above Metzia, and the Sifri from the pasuk in Re'eh is telling us midin kurva, midin relatives, that mecharachecha, one of your brother from your father proceeds to the brother from your mother, that's mipsarcha al tisalim. So we have two sources for it, staka, to tell you these two distinct dinim. One, midin, whoever's close to you, which would include anyone who's in your house, the other, mipsarcha al tisalim, you have to take care of your relatives. This din was paskin in Yerideya, Reishon and Aleph, Sif Gimel, Hanosein Levanim Uvnosef Hagadolim Shenu Chayiv Mizoniseihem Kedei Lelameid Es Habanim Torah Lahanig Habanus Bederech Yishara V'chein Hanosein Mizmatanus La'avi V'hem Srichim Lehem Harezi L'chal Tzedaka V'lod El Shetzorach La'akdimo La'acherim V'afilu Eino B'nel V'lod Avi V'ele Krovo Tzorach La'akdimo L'chol Adam V'achiv Me'aviv Kod Nachum Imo V'ini Beis Kod Ne'iro V'ini Yiro Kod Ne'ir Echeres. So the Shulchan Aruch tells us that if you give your children who you're not chayiv to support, your big children, and you give them money in order to teach them Torah, in order to lead the girls in the right way, right? This is the Shulchan Aruch in the 1600s, right? He's not writing when girls were going to Beis Yaakov. Girls weren't going to school. Girls weren't being educated. So he just says, Lahani Gabanus Bederech Yishara, to lead the girls in the correct way. And the boys, he's sending them off to yeshiva to learn. However they're learning, that doesn't have to be in yeshiva. So that's included in staka. And he says, then relatives come first. Taz, you've cut beis, shach, right? At the makor, that your brother comes before your father, comes before your mother, brother from your mother is from the Sifri. And we have the Rambam in the 10th perek of Matnas Anim, Halachat HaZayin, who writes, Hanosei Mizonos, Labanu Vubnosav, Hagadolim, Sheinu Chayim Mizonosem, Bidei Lamed Ezechorim Torah, Lahaneg Abanos, Bidei Chishar, Vlum Vuzuz, Vuzos, Hanosei Mizonos, Lavivim, Harizu Bechlal, Tztak, Vitztak, Gadolu, Hu Shakarov, Ki Shakarov Kode. But if a person gives Mizonos to his son, his daughters, who are big, who are adult, who are older, and he's not chayiv to feed them in order to teach the boys Torah, to lead the girls on the correct path, and they shouldn't be disgraced. And if someone gives food to his parents, it's included in staka, and it's the grester staka. It's the greatest staka there is, because relatives come first. It's a big yisod. It's more glorious. You get more accolades when you give non-relatives. But the ikar mitzvah is to give, the first mitzvah is to give relatives. So it's interesting that the Shulchan Aruch writes, if you give your big children in order to teach the boys Torah, to lead the girls on the correct path, even without that, there's a mitzvah of tzedakah. So what's the Rambam telling us, Shulchan Aruch, that you have to give them money? Why? Because we teach them Torah, to lead the girls on the right path. What about just midin tzedakah? So maybe he's telling us that in such an instance, they come before one's father, based on what the Rama writes. At first you support your parents before you support your big children. And that's only if it's not in order to lead the kids in the Torah path, but it's to lead the kids in the Torah path, then your children precede your parents. In the Biur of Rabbi Yerucham Fishel Perla, and the Chasag, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, Esen Yedalid, he proves from the Rambam that there's no Chiyuv Daraisa to hire a Malamid for your child. It's only Misvar, or Lashon of the Rambam is Hanosim, Mizonos, Labanu, Blunosav, Sheinu Chai, Mizonosim, Kudei Lamid, and Zacharim Tola, Hanigabonos, Bader Chishara, Harezav Achal, Mitzvah Staka. So, why does the Rambam say that if you feed your kids who are older, you're not chayiv to feed them anymore, in order to teach them Torah and lead them on the right path, it's included in staka? Why did the Rambam write it's included in staka? What about the chiv of the father to teach his kids Torah? That's what chiv daraisa, to hire a Rebbe. So it's mukhuch that he doesn't have to hire a Rebbe. And all he has to do is teach the children on his own. But he doesn't have to pay for it. If he pays for it, it's staka. But his chiyuv is to teach his kids on his own. And not to pay, not if it costs him money. Only to do it on his own. And if he pays, then it's mitin staka. This is shver, because the Beis Yosef writes, B'das HaRamam, that a person's chayiv to hire a melamed for his child. Chayiv melamed lebno b'schar. It's in the Rambam. Now, Gos Maimonios, brought by the Beis Yosef, says that how's this essay of Vilimadatam Osamus Benechem different than the other essay? That we force a person to be Makayim like Sukkah. So, Mashim the Beis Yosef, also the Rambam is mode, the marker for the Chiv to be Melamed is Beno Beschar, is to be Socher Melamed from Vilimadatam. Like that Gos Maimonios, not like Ruchim for Shoperla. So, one is Taka Chayvim to hire a Rebbe for his child. So, if that's true, why does the Rambam say that this din of Nosein Labanuf de Lamdim Torah is mitin staka? It's included in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So it could be that Pshat in the Rambam is, in the Shulchan Aruch, that when it says to teach your children Torah, it doesn't mean schar malamid, it doesn't mean tuition. It means to give him money for food so he can sit and learn. It means to give him spending money. It means to allow him to subsist. So there's paying tuition, and then there's taking care of his other needs. That's me mitzvah tzedakah. Mitzvah limadatem is to hire a melamed. That is chayiv to do. But what about taking care of their other needs? The Rambam here writes in Shulchan Aruch, also to lead these girls on the right path. So we're not talking about hiring a melamed. There's no melamed for the girls. Again, we're talking hundreds of years ago when the girls weren't educated. So what's pshat? That you're taking care of their physical needs in order to lead them on the correct path, in order they should go b'derech haTorah. So that's taka midin staka, it's not midin Talmud Torah. The Rambam says, shevlo yu mevuzos. They shouldn't be disgraced. Why they shouldn't be disgraced? Because it's a bizayon when a person doesn't have food to eat, they don't have shoes to wear. So therefore you're taking care of their material needs so they can go on the path of Torah. Okay, so when we learn that in this case, when it's in order to lead them on the right derech, so that would even precede chiyuv to support one's parents. So Baruch Hashem, we learned Yisodos Chashuvim in this shir, and we have a lot more to say. So please stay tuned, because I would like B'siyata Dishmaya to continue this beautiful path of learning about mitzvah staka, and we should be zoche not only to learn about it but to be mekayim it with great generosity and abundance for us and for all those around us. Okay, thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom.